can do magic if you just believe.
Oh, change the world.
Change the world. You can do it.
You can do it.
The time is now.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering Life Changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, Filippo Voltaggio.
We're here getting ready to have a show with a man who in so many ways doesn't need an introduction to all of you. But we're going to introduce him anyway, and we're going to talk a little bit about him before we bring him on. We're going to go straight to commercial. Let's keep it short because we can't wait to get our guest on. If you didn't see it on Facebook or in our emails or et cetera, it's Jim Pederick, lead singer of Survivor, and so much more. We'll be back right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. And I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I am with our co-host, Mark LeJour. And I feel like I'm stumbling over my words. And ask me why I sound a little hoarse.
Why do you sound a little hoarse, Filippo?
I'm glad you asked me. And you don't mean by like pony, right? You mean like my voice.
Like your voice.
Yeah. I sound a little hoarse because all day I've been going around the house singing, The Search Is Over. And then I literally sat at the piano and I sang the song like 4 times at the top of my lungs. Because I've always loved that song. I've sung it since I was a little kid. Or maybe not that little, but, and I had the sheet music for it, and I pulled it out as soon as I got home after meeting Jim, and I played it and I played it and I played it. I can't tell you what joy I've gotten out of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's funny how, you know, life, comes back around. You know, life changes, life comes back around. We were talking about having Jim on, especially after you had met him and connected. And it prompted me to remember something I'd completely forgotten about, which was an old, one of the old, record players that I had, one of these old little RCA fold out record players with the broken, had a broken arm. But if you remember, they played 33s and 45s.
Right.
And they had that little insert for the 45s.
Right.
And I got in this stack of 45s probably from my older brothers, but I don't remember where or how they originated, but it was an eclectic mix of music from that time period and certainly from beyond my years as a youth listening to some of these songs. And one of them was Vehicle by the Ides of March.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So and now the notable part of that broken arm was the fact that it would play over and over and over again. So between vehicle and Ball of Confusion and a few Beatles songs and some David Bowie, you know, I guess that explains why I am the way I am today.
And you're a great way, if I might say so. You know, it's funny that we're talking about this because, you know, when I met Jim, I told him that The Search Is Over is, of course, everybody knows Vehicle and Eye of the Tiger and a few of his other songs that we'll mention later. But The Search Is Over was special to me. And, you know, when I told Jim that, he said that it was his favorite song too. And he said that at the end, when it switches to what the girl says, that it gets him every time. Well, it's really funny because I got to see Jim sing this on stage. And let me tell you, I had a lump in my throat, but I didn't really understand what he was talking about. And so subsequently, when I flew home after the concert and I started playing the music, I didn't understand what he was talking about because I have to tell you, I was singing it like I was when I was a kid, except look, talk about life changes. When I was a kid, I couldn't say damn. And so since I was singing out loud in the living room at the piano, I'd have to say darn. And it just wasn't right for me. So I got a big thrill out of singing damn, because that's in the lyric. And then I'm like, I don't know what Jim's really talking about at the end of the song. And it wasn't until today that I sang the song. I think it was the third time I sang it, that I got to the part that Jim's talking about where it switches to what the girl says. And I got this big lump in my throat. I'm like, that's what he meant. I never figured that out. And that's why I love to talk to musicians about their art or artists about their art, because they help sometimes you see things that you never would have seen otherwise.
Yeah. Well, that's it, right? Music. Music is life, and everybody, you know, takes something away or hears something or feels something in certain songs that are maybe completely different than other people. And I always find it interesting how some artists are so true to the message and want that message heard. They want it to be conveyed properly. They want it to not be misinterpreted. And then others sometimes won't even put the lyrics out there because they want you to find your own meaning in it. Seal was that way for a while. Some of his music, he would put that out there, and people may completely misconstrue the words, but they would be, you know, especially based on the depth of the music and the way it's constructed, you know, you can hear it differently at different times, depending on what perspective you're in when you're listening to it.
You know, Mark, how interesting that you say that. Talk about true to the words. I mean, this man seems to be so true to the messages that he puts out there. And this is one of the reasons why I couldn't wait to have him on the show. I have to tell you, so I was in Milwaukee performing, and Jim was in Milwaukee performing, and I got to see his show. And that night, I was with a friend of mine, also a performer, who had a little bit too much to drink. And Jim was so nice. He after, you know, his show had thousands of people, obviously. And, you know, after all, greeting all the adoring fans and all that stuff, he went back to the hotel and he saw my friend and I sitting in the lobby, and he stops to say hello. And probably assuming we're performers also, he says, you know, what stage are you all on? You know, hopefully I can catch your act. And he was so nice. And my friend, who had a little bit too much to drink, was so obnoxious. He wasn't mean or anything, but he was so obnoxious. And I was a little bit mortified. And it's funny because that night I thought about it. And then the next morning I'm like, I have to apologize to Jim. And so I left the room because I was going to have breakfast with somebody. And the first person I see is Jim, and he's coming out of the elevator. And I said, Jim, I was just thinking about you. And I said, I have to apologize for last night. He says, no worries. I mean, the guy was just like real. He was real. I mean, and he was, it's like what I saw on stage, how he acted with the people and how he like, it was, you know, he played with them like, I got one more song to do and you know what song it is. And everybody went wild, you know, and it's like, he was just real. And then for him to be that afterwards too. And so I asked him, I said to him, you know, you have got to have undergone a lot of changes. You have had to have had some difficulties. I mean, so many people have in this industry, but so few people really talk about it in a way like what they've learned. And when he said, yes, I'll be on the show, I thought, wow. I said, but will you talk about stuff? I mean, will you really go there? And he said, oh, yes, I will. And sure enough, when I got his bio, listen to this. The very first thing it says is Jim Pederick is a survivor. Hello. Life changes and he survived it. Those words were prophetically spoken first on the back of his first solo album, Don't Fight the Feeling, back in the 70s. In the decades since, Jim has lived up to that term. Now, Jim's home base has always been the Ides of March, which is what, you know, vehicle that you were talking about earlier. That was their first big hit, where Jim wrote and sang the evergreen hit Vehicle. But in the 70s, Jim combined his love for melody with driving rock and started the band, ta-da, Survivor. Their phenomenal rise to the top was born on the back of the amazing songs that Jim co-wrote. The Eye of the Tiger from the film Rocky III has become an indelible classic and garnered Jim Grammy and People's Choice Awards, as well as an Oscar nomination. Now, other Billboard chart toppers followed. The Search is Over, High on You. High on You, I forgot about that one. Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And I Can't Hold Back. Further hits from films followed, too. Burning Heart from Rocky IV, that's right, topped the charts. And Jim co-wrote the theme of the seminal animation hit Heavy Metal with Sammy Hagar. You know, I could go on and on and on. Actually, I'll just say a little bit more. A long-lasting and fruitful relationship started in 1980 between Jim and the Southern rock group 38 Special. Jim co-wrote their platinum hits Hold On Loosely, Caught Up in You, Wide-Eyed Southern Boys, Fantasy Girl. I mean, do we really need to go on? This guy is the man. And we're so happy to have him. Jim, thank you for being with us today.
What is your co-host's name? I'm sorry.
Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Glad to have you on the show, Jim.
Oh, man. It's my pleasure. I really enjoyed meeting you, Filippo, in Milwaukee, and I'd love to be on your show, man. Thank you.
Well, I look forward to us meeting again and getting to enjoy the way you treat people from the stage and then the way you treat people afterwards. Jim, maybe this is cliche, but were you always like that, or did you learn to be that as you grew wiser?
No, it's the way I've always been. You know, I'm from Berwyn, Illinois, little blue collar town, and I was raised right. You know, and I love to treat people well. You know, the fans and the friends, that's what makes my career. And you know, I've never lost those values. What can I say? You know, I'm the same on stage as I am off stage, and that's just me.
Wow. You know what? I've said something recently to my mom that I wasn't sure if it was true, but when she'd say, oh, I hope you guys never get rich because money ruins people. And I said, you know, Mom, money is an energy like fame. It just exacerbates who you already are. And here, you can't be more famous than you are. And, you know, I'm sure money came with that. And you're saying exactly what I believed to be true. Thank you.
Well, you know, money to me is validation. It's the icing on the cake. I don't do it for the money. I do it for the love of music. And if it's validated with money, fantastic. You know, it's a good thing.
Well, I like that. And I can't wait to talk about some of the changes that we talked about when we were together. But we're going to break to a commercial and we'll be right back. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo and our guest today, Jim Pederick, right after this.
A healthy new you is on its way and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in Laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of Laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now at gmail.com.
That's Lamanine, L-A-M-A-N-I-N-E. Or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I am Filippo, and our guest today is Jim Petterick. Now, you're going to want to learn more about Jim, and you can go to jimpetterick.com, and that's J-I-M-P-E-T-E-R-I-K.com, because not only was he the lead singer of Survivor and now the lead singer of Pride of Lions and the lead singer of Ides of March, and Pride of Lions has a new CD coming out and later in 2012, so you're going to want to know about that. And also, he wrote, get this, Songwriters for Dummies. Yep, he co-authored that, and so many people have bought that, and so many musicians have used that as their Bible, that it has achieved bestseller status, and now it's in its second print. So you can learn about Jim at jimpetterick.com, J-I-M-P-E-T-E-R-I-K.com. Jim, you have formed so many bands and have been a part of others, and you've worked on so many projects, and I had to ask if when I saw you, if you knew each of them was going to be successful, and how did you feel about starting each one of them?
Wow, great question. Well, you know, Ides of March was my first, you know, success. And of course, we had the number one record vehicle in 1970. We did not have any ambitions more than we were, look, we knew each other from Cub Scouts. You know, I've known Larry Millis since third grade. All the guys in the Ides of March, the original four, were still together after 48 years. We had no master plan. We had no marketing plan. We had no demographic. We were just making music. Wow. And that turned into hit music, you know, thank God. And I guess, you know, we didn't know that it was going to be so big. Suddenly we were number one in 1970. We were touring with Led Zeppelin, with the Grateful Dead, with Jimi Hendrix Experience, with Poco, Janis Joplin, Blood, Sweat, you name it. We were, what a great year to have a number one record.
Yeah.
And I was 19. You know, we were just all newbies and loving it. So no master plan there. With Survivor in 1977, very late in the year, I decided to put together a super group. And I called all the people that I thought would make this a great band. Frankie Sullivan was a member of a group called Mariah that I wrote for. Dave Bickler sang a lot of jingles with me. We sang Budweiser and The Friendly Skies of Your Land and on and on and on. Got him for lead singer. And the rhythm section from Chase and Bingo. We had the first Survivor. I kind of knew that this was going to be something, but I didn't know what. And, of course, the big moment came when Sylvester Stallone left a message on my answering machine and goes, "Hey, yo, Jim, give me a call. I like your band Survivor. I need a theme song for my new movie, Rocky III. Do you think you can help me out?" Click. And I listened back to my answering machine and go, "Yeah, right. Come on. You're putting me on, right? Somebody's pulling a joke at me." But I called him back, and sure enough, Stallone loved the band and wanted us to write the theme song for Rocky III. Now, I knew that this song called Eye of the Tiger was going to be huge. Mm-hmm. In 1982, I thought it was going to be a, you know, top 10 record. It turned out to be number one for 7 weeks. But what I didn't realize, Filippo and Mark, is that it would still be around today, you know, making a difference, motivating people to go beyond their potential. And it blows me away.
Jim, I go see my niece every once in a while do ballet, and during the warm-ups, they'll be playing, or gymnastics, another one of my nieces, and they'll be playing Eye of the Tiger, and these kids are going crazy. Like, they just turn into they just start smiling, and they move faster, and they have no idea that there's a Rocky, they have no idea that there's a Survivor, and the song speaks to them.
Right. Well, that's the greatest gift a songwriter can ever get back. And that's what I do it for. It's not for the money. As I always say, that's icing on the cake. That's validation. But it's for those kind of stories that, even detached from the Rocky movie, the kids and the people are getting it. They're getting that message. And I, believe it or not, I use that song for my own motivation. I use it for my own counsel, you know. And when I get troubles in my life, and believe me, I'm not immune from trouble and conflict and insecurity and the thing that everybody goes through, I count on that song to get me through. Rising up to the challenge of our rival, that line has meant so much to me in the past 20 years, and I can't tell you how much it's helped me.
Wow, you know, that's interesting, because earlier I was looking at the lyrics of The Search is Over, obviously, because I was singing it, and you have a line in there, "You followed me through changes." I mean, it's like, you know exactly what you're saying. I mean, it's just, and then there's another one about, in the Rocky IV one, now I've forgotten the name, Burning Heart, right? Yeah, and there's a line in there as well that says, you know, the warrior knows that it's will against it's us against ourselves.
It's you against you.
Yes, that yeah.
Yeah. Well, powerful. That's it. I mean, we're our own worst enemy, and we're our own best friend. And it's a constant fight. You know, I mean, we're all raised, you know, and a lot of us feel like underdogs. You know, I'm from Berwyn, Illinois, you know, small town. We felt like the underdogs. You know, the people in L.A., New York, those were the kings. You know, we were just trying to fight our way to the top. And, you know, you got a self-image, you know, and I always had a self-image of kind of an underdog and kind of like, gee, I wonder if I'll ever make it. And you know what? You just have to rise up to that. It's you against you. You're your own best competitor.
Wow. No truer words have ever been spoken here. So thank you for that. And coming from you, who's gotten to experience so much, and you've seen so many people and met so many people, and yet you still come away with these fundamental truths. Do you know what I mean?
Well, really, that's what my music's all about. You know, I try to put a message in. You know, rock and roll is a lot about, you know, it's a lot about having fun. And that's good. I love having fun. I love the freedom of rock and roll. But I like to put a little message into it also. And that, to me, that's what gives a song what I call legs. To me, a song with a message, like your favorite song, Search Is Over, it resonates with people. Like the song Hold On Loosely, it resonates with people. People can see themselves in that song.
Yeah.
To me, that's what makes it live on. It's the music, but it's also the message.
And it's living on. And so I can't wait to talk more about this right after this short break. We're talking to Jim Peterick. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be back right after this.
Today, experience the Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change. Written by Bradley Quick, author, producer, motivational speaker, and host of the award-winning radio talk show, The Quick Fix with Bradley Quick on CoolChangeRadio.com. Bradley's passion for life is evident in his book, written so you can experience health, find your purpose, and have more effective relationships. Beating insurmountable odds, overcoming death and being paralyzed, Bradley fought his way back so he could help you conquer your struggles. Experience increased health, vitality, passion, and purpose in your life right now with the Quick Fix and read about Bradley's courage, ambition, and determination to live. Whether the issue is your thoughts, your physical body, or you just want to feel better and be happy, the Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, will change your life. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, take positive action now and receive a free guided meditation CD with your order. That's a $20 value free with your order today. Go to BradleyQuick.com. That's BradleyQuick.com. Take control and begin feeling better now. Get the book and free CD now at BradleyQuick.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. And now a public service announcement from E! News anchor Juliana Rancic for the National Italian American Foundation.
We're fighters. You know, Italians are fighters, and we have passion, and we take great pride in our work. I truly believe that if I weren't Italian And I didn't have my parents, who were the ultimate Italians, as role models, I really don't believe I would ever have reached my goal. I'm an Italian-American, and I am so proud of it.
The Italian-American heritage. Live it. Love it. Celebrate it.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Jim Peterick. And you want to learn more about Jim by going to jimpeterick.com. And that's JimPeterick.com. Now, you, of course, know him as the lead singer. You know him as he's formed bands. He's had number one hits. I mean, go on and on. But you don't know that he's out there producing other acts. He's putting everything he's known and not only has helped people through his book, Songwriting for Dummies and help songwriters through that, but he's helping produce other acts. So, Jim, if we could talk a few minutes about that, I would love to hear what you've got going on in that area.
That would be great, Filippo. My mission now, you know, besides being a stage performer and a songwriter, I love to mentor young talent, and especially when I can get involved in their career to the extent of co-writing or writing songs for them. I love to kind of put my mark on certain things, not to take their personality away, but to add a little bit of mine. I have a great artist named Lisa McLowry, M-C-C-L-O-W-R-Y, LisaMcLowry.com, by the way. And I've been working with her for, you know, 6 or 7 years, you know, honing her talent. She's a young gal. That I've kind of, you know, she's kind of in the smooth jazz, pop, R&B segment, not hard rock, okay? And she's got a new album out called Lisa McLowry Sings Acoustic Alchemy. Acoustic Alchemy is an iconic British instrumental band that I have been into, Karen, my wife of 40 years, Karen Peterick, and I have been into Acoustic Alchemy since 1986. And we fell in love with their sound. It's new age slash smooth jazz. And I always dreamed of putting lyrics to their wonderful melodies. Well, Lisa opened up for them at a show, and I talked with them, and they said, have a go at it, chap. You know, and I took one of their iconic songs and put lyrics to it. Lisa sang it, and they flipped out. Flash forward to now, and we did a whole album of songs, and it's called Lisa McLowry Sings Acoustic Alchemy, and it's out now. It's doing wonderfully. There's a song called Brand New Hallelujah based on a song that they wrote called Passionelle that is on stations across a nation. So that's you know, one of my projects. My son, CJ, S-I-J-A-Y, he's 22, and he's a brilliant, of course, Dad would say that, but a brilliant singer-songwriter, keyboard player-singer, very much in the jazzy rock vein, almost like a modern-day Donald Fagen. Not what you would think from a 22-year-old. Of course, he was steeped in classic rock as I drove him to school every day for an hour. He's just a wonderful kid and a wonderful artist. You know, and I have a country act named Andrew Salgado, who we're just getting ready to sign in Nashville, who's fantastic. An 18-year-old singer-songwriter named Mallory Lennon. It's just, you know, I love, love, love nurturing talent and trying to give them the experience that I was lucky enough to have.
Wow. Wow. Do you also imbue some of your wisdom and knowledge like what you've shared with us today?
Well, that's the whole thing. And I try to guide them. And mostly the people I choose to work with already have the vibe. I'm not going to work with them if they're into drugs or into alcohol or are into themselves. You know, they've got to be doing it for the right reasons. And I choose very selectively.
Jim, that's so profound. The into themselves part, especially. Wow. I didn't expect for you to say that.
Well, that's me. And you know, I've been married for 40 years, and it's no accident because, like anything else, everybody says, well, you're in rock and roll. That's amazing that you're married for 40 years. Well, I got to tell you, I don't care if you're a lawyer, a doctor, or a judge, or a steel worker. You all have the same temptations. You all have the same distractions. It's no different. And you just have to put your nose to the grindstone and realize what's really important. It's not the fancy distractions that you get on the road. It's the bedrock that you have with the one you love.
Wow. Wow. You said earlier that you played Eye of the Tiger sometimes to help motivate you. What helps you come back into alignment during times of, like, a contract didn't go through or you know, a show didn't sell out like you wanted it to or something, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I kind of just be very still and I meditate and I put it in perspective and realize how darn lucky I am to be where I'm at. And you know, perspective is everything. And then I'll go to the piano and I'll just lay my hands on the keyboard and see what comes out. I mean, songs have always been my best counselor and my best psychologist. I save a lot of money on psychology and analyzation just by songwriting. I've kind of like isolated myself from problems on the road, you know, with band discrepancies and, you know, how all rock bands can be. Not the Ides of March so much. We're all best of friends. But when I was with Survivor, I had some, you know, interpersonal relationship problems, and I always escaped to a song, and that's been my saving grace.
And you know, the when you're saying, you know, when somebody is into themselves, obviously we're talking ego, and sometimes those egos clash in bands and things like that. And what I've noticed about you through the years is that it's like you're never trying to steal the limelight. You're never trying to steal the stage. You're just doing your thing. And if someone catches that on TV or camera or whatever, you're good with that. But it's like you're not looking for that, which is, again, highly unusual, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You know, that being said, I've always been a ham. There's got to be a little ham in every
performance.
You got
to have a little ham.
You know. But you keep it in perspective. And I, like I said, I think everybody's that really makes it has to be a little bit of a show off. And yet you can't steal other person's limelight. Their success or their popularity is not going to steal from yours.
Yeah. Well, thank you for not trying to steal it away from me. I think I would have gotten really insecure, but
join the
on
club.
My own show. I'm playing.
Yeah.
I'm playing. It was a pleasure meeting you. Even more a pleasure getting to know you better and having this great conversation with you on the air so that all could hear and learn from the great Jim Peter. Thank you so much for being with us, Jim.
It's been a great honor. Can I leave you with one musical statement?
Please.
Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da. That was for Mark, I'm sure. Thank you for that and for all of this. Everybody, Jim Peterick. Ciao, Jim. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right, ciao. Thank you for having me, Mark, and of course, Filippo.
My pleasure. Look forward to doing it again soon. That's Jim Peterick, and we'll be back. I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. We're having a great time. Ciao, everyone.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo, and this is the Producer's Wrap with Mark Legere right after, I'm speechless, an interview with Jim Peterick. You know, I'm actually having a moment. It's probably why I had a moment of speechlessness, because, Mark, as a kid, you playing that 45 over and over again of Vehicle, of The Ides of Mark, March, and him singing that song, could you ever have imagined that the guy himself, Jim Peterick, would be singing that to you?
That was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I had forgotten. I didn't even make that connection until we were talking about the pre-interview today. So interesting to go back that far and see that song and you know, the fact that it certainly had, in fact, we started talking about other music and how there's a certain type of brass embedded rock and roll that I liked. And
yeah.
Like, you know, back in that time frame, and that was certainly a song that influenced me, and it influences the kind of music I listen to today. But then even beyond that, you know, you know, people talk about how successful Eye of the Tiger was as a song, but I'll bet you if you got into psychology and really dug a little deeper, it was even more successful than people would understand from the inside out. Think about how many sequels or how many films or series don't go the distance because they can't recreate what was captured up front.
Mm.
And you know, Gonna Fly Now and Rocky One was such an iconic, you know, earth moving, culturally, you know, a cultural phenomenon of a picture. And the way they carried that through to the second picture with the cliffhanger ending and the whole story, and it was something for people to gravitate to. How do you follow that up?
Yeah.
How do you follow that up and give it a new identity and breathe new life into that in an inspirational way that you can carry forward? And I always wondered, or I always pay attention, I should say, to content and to movies. And I think largely music is overlooked in the creative community. Mm. It's kind of slapped in there because we have to put music or background music. Mm. Whereas though, if you look at some of the most powerful and iconic, you know, motion pictures and TV and whatnot, that you have these types of songs that really capture the essence of the scene, of the moment, of the characters, and more importantly, can take that energy forward, like you said, into everyday life and in those moments where you need a lift.
Yeah, you know, good point. And you know how you follow that up? You follow it up by making a call to Jim and you say, "Yo, Jim, this is Sylvester Stallone, and I want to show."
That was great to hear him replay the
voicemail.
The voicemail. Yeah, could you imagine getting that message on there?
And
of course, everybody would think the same thing, which is somebody's pulling my leg.
No,
right?
I can't imagine. We just had Jim Peterik himself sing to us a vehicle. Okay, so yes, I can imagine Rocky Stallone. Leaving me a message on. I've met his brother several times. Actually, I know him. He's a musician. Speaking of musician, and he actually wrote a couple of the songs as well for the first one, like "Take It Back." Yeah, I think that was him. Yeah, he's a musician. That's I've sung on the same stages with him as well.
Oh, no kidding.
And he might be somebody great to have on. He'd love to be on the show. Actually, we've talked about it, and that hasn't come to pass.
Well,
so yes, I believe.
So you should call and leave a message. In fact, why don't you go ahead and leave a message in his voice on his answering machine and see where that goes? We'll have some fun with it.
You know, this is funny because you know Anthony, my brother, he had. When he was doing his radio show, he had Bill Conti, who also wrote. No, that was Was it for Godfather? It was Godfather.
Godfather.
But anyway, and while my brother was talking to him, all of a sudden you hear this piano music in the background, and my brother says, "Yeah, that's the song that we're talking about. This is my favorite part." And I was there. I got to be in the studio with my brother. And I said, "He's actually playing it live." And my brother said, "Are you playing that live?" And it's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Whoa." And we all got quiet in the studio and he played it. It was just like this magical moment when talk about powerful music, when something that has been created long time ago, we've heard it already. Mm. You know, we've heard it so many times. It's just the background of a movie, you know, and can evoke that kind of emotion.
And well, you know what, it is a whole basis of psychology to this, which is state dependent learning, and I think it's frequency dependent learning, and it has to do with the imprint that is left on our memory. But it's interesting now as they're starting to expand their understanding about memory into each of our cells as opposed to memory being localized in the brain. But that's probably for another show. But the whole idea that, you know, everybody knows this story, right? You remember that date you were on. You remember the moment somebody passed. You remembered, you know, the triumph, you know, the celebration of the singing that everybody did together. You know, all those moments are anchored with music in one way, shape, or form, or mostly anchored with music.
Yeah, so many couples say, oh, that's our song. You know, it's so interesting. Somebody writes a song and puts it out there, and then all of a sudden it becomes this couple's song, and they play that at our wedding, and da-da-da-da-da. And like Jim said, he says, yeah, I know The Search Is Over is your favorite. It's like he gets it.
Well, people, I don't think, make the connection. Not necessarily that you have to make this connection, because it's, you know, just being present in the moment, enjoying the moment, enjoying the song and what it means to you. But there is a vibration with that. And I think it's so important to look at the correlation, if you're evaluating some of this, with the state or intent that the writer was in, what they were trying to convey, what message they were trying to bring forth, and how there's typically, you know, certainly a correlation to that moment and that time. There's a frequency there, and those frequency matches, and you find resonance. So that it's that moment of it's our song or their song, whatever the case may be, there is a resonance there more than likely with the time and period that the music was created.
Yeah.
You know, I've said this before in programming, right? It's, you know, for the fun sake, I use, you know, the difference between a Metallica or an Air Supply. You know, when you fall madly in love, you're not everyone's running around listening to Metallica as their first choice, right? They're finding something a little bit lighter, something that's more in resonance with where they're at. Whereas, boy, if they're, you know, just got done playing football or you know, some sort of aggressive sport or unhappy or something, going through a divorce, you know,
then it comes Metallica.
Exactly. Or something like it, not to offend any Metallica fans, but there's typically, right, some sort of resonance there.
Yeah.
And the resonance is different across different types of music.
Yeah. You do know our guest next week is the lead singer of Metallica, right?
Perfect. Well, we'll start with this segment and then see where it goes.
Well, actually, I know where it's going to go. It's going to rise it up straight to the top. Oh, man. Jim Peterick, we're so grateful to you, period, and for being on our show. Want to thank Dorothy Donahue for producing the show and thank Mark Leger for producing and hosting with me. I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking all of you for being with us and reminding you that as life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.